where, what we're supposed to do, where we check in, how we get in.
Jim, does John have copy of your check now, and when you check in, where you go?
I know, because I'm the one who emailed Cherry, and Cherry mailed it out. I haven't seen the mailed copy, but I can give you guys the details, but there's a document somewhere.
Is it only gonna be you and Cherry there, or is that the reason you two are kinda keeping it secret?
He's in charge of this thing, not me. I set the venue, that's all my job is.
Rest of us will be over there in the parking lot looking for a place to go.
Now, is there special parking? I mean, there's a number of questions.
Nothing with parking.
Let me first put us back on the record. We're back from recess. So we're talking about tomorrow's meeting, which would be a good part of agenda review, so.
9:30 is the mixer, the meet and greet kind of thing. You go into the main entrance, go to the guest services. Mm-hmm. You'll get your pass to go to and then a map to go to Reunion Hall, where all the events will be there. And so it's supposed to start a kickoff at 10, and supposed to wrap up and be concluded by 2. And I guess somewhere in the details. I know stuff was mailed out because if you want your spouse wanted to go, she could go for $10. Because we're getting RSVPs already, or I should say, some of our cities getting RSVPs for that. But that is the agenda. I don't have the details of who's speaking at what time or anything like that. But Chair is in charge of mailing out, and I know people are receiving it. So
will it be under Southwest Commissioners Association, or will
there'll be a person there
to assist?
To assist.
Okay.
Specifically for that. So okay. You can get there as early as 9:30.
Okay.
The park officially doesn't open until 11, so remember that too. So only people there are going to be employees and us.
So a special place to park?
That was not specified from Silver Arch City, so.
But again, since they're not open, it shouldn't be as difficult.
Should be up front.
Because the last time I had to park in Phoenix.
Really? The whole state?
The city.
I guess it would be a city, wouldn't it? Phoenix hasn't been as a state, has it? 51st?
We are in agenda request review.
I just have a couple of requests.
Go right ahead.
Intergovernmental agreement for Bradleyville R1 school.
Yes.
Has been reviewed by Mr. Frank Cotty.
Could I see that?
You sure can.
That was emailed to us back on the 4th, wasn't it?
I don't know. It wasn't emailed to me.
Okay.
I had a letter that is attached there.
We got a copy of that on the 4th of September, or the 3rd of September. Unless it's something been revised since then.
I thought it was approved with Mark Twain.
We've already signed one with Mark Twain. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Placed on the agenda, but I don't think that this, I don't believe this one is the one that I've seen. And
we were emailed from Frank, and what is it, Heather who works for Frank?
Yes.
We were emailed that. Oh, I've got it right here.
Holy cow. Don? You hear regarding agenda requests review?
Payroll, I bet.
Payroll.
Oh, we have that scheduled right after, don't we? Okay.
September 6th, we were emailed this, that agreement. We got a lot of stuff for executive session. I know you're excited. Did you see that? It's in the Branson paper. Ah, yeah, that's the bonus.
Oh, let me rephrase that. Yes, I've read it.
Well, don't we need to get the...
They're still ringing in my ears. Those guys thought I was one page
responsibility. If we need...
What I think, Mr. Hausman, is we post that on the agenda and then have discussion about it, but it doesn't...
It's a contract.
Huh?
We can just discuss it in executive. It is a contract.
Okay.
The terms, that's
yeah.
part of the... We can talk about it today.
That's good.
Let's do this in exec today.
We'll let you know if we post it. What the next step... We'll have to let you know what the next step is on that. Would you do this, Ryan?
Yes.
Give her the top sheet so she knows we've got... Let's keep this. That way you know that...
Well, yeah.
We need to talk about that.
I'll give it back to her after exactly. If it makes no difference if you want to take that, that's all right.
That just reminds you that we have it.
Okay. She almost gave me a star last week. I'm doing better.
What is that other thing you get if you don't get a star? Because I got one of those.
A star?
No, I couldn't remember what the other thing was.
I. Incomplete.
We have this scheduled at the same time. All it would take to take care of Don would be a motion. Is that correct? For payroll?
Motion to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve payroll. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Don, did you put? I picked up a paper from you a couple of weeks ago about overtime and comp time. You remember?
Yeah.
Has that been applied to the payroll invoices? Because we talked about it about putting that letter back in there because of. We've had some unusual requests. We've got to go in an executive session and talk about some things that came through about overtime and comp time and things like that. And I just wondered if you gentlemen wanted us to reapply what we had established September the 1st, I believe, as a relay from July. Do you guys want to put that on the agenda? Or you want to talk about it in executive?
Are you talking about that, what I sent out to everybody, what the comp was? I can run another one of those reports and tell you what's up to date.
I think you need to.
There's one department I don't think it's down yet. I need to look at it and see how it's pay period. I was printing checks, so I can get you that. Email you.
Okay.
Or make a copy. So, preparation from this email.
Just,
do you want it? How soon do you want it? I'm printing checks right now, and as soon as they get done, I can update everything.
I just want to make sure that everybody...
Is it 80 or lower?
Yes.
Yes, sir. And I agree with you, because it's... Yeah, one department.
I know we got an email on that also, so... All right.
All right.
Remind me to discuss that.
Take note for Danny.
Okay. I was just going to say,
I got it there.
Put letters together, make words for Danny.
Here's a request on Panay Drive. The City of Forsyth received a request from the Presbyterian Church and Clayton Cooper to make Panay Drive one way with traffic flowing from David Street to St. Jude Street. Probably needs to be discussed, possibly in a road and bridge session.
I think you sent it on to Randy, didn't you?
I did, as okay. well as all three of you.
I don't know what I've done wrong.
And I think I forwarded that to Renee because we had county vehicles parked over there. So
that is
I was
correct.
For rant. We just need to probably put it part of the road and bridge agenda next week. I think next...
Are we going to have a road and bridge?
Well, I sent you an email at 3:30. I sent you an email before lunch. I think we can just talk about it then.
Okay, that's in the middle of your executive.
Right.
I have a question about that. And we're talking about whether or not to put it on the agenda, right?
Yes, sir.
In that discussion about whether or not to put it on the agenda, is this playing to the comments that were made in the media that possibly the decisions that were made up here on the road were because of the work that was done by the county on behalf of the trail on the lower end? You know what I'm talking about?
Was there?
And if it was, how could they possibly change anything up there without giving us that $25,000 from down below?
I don't know what. I'm a little gray in that area. Was there something? I'm not sure I know what you're talking about.
The request came from the church, not the city of Forsyth.
The request came to the city of Forsyth. City of Forsyth sent it to us.
Correct. Just stating that we may want to have a conversation about it.
Yeah, the city is contemplating it. So they were apprising us of that they had received that request. But they had made some comments that they thought that the $25,000 share of
when did they
trail
have the comments?
Down here to the newspaper.
It was in the newspaper. Okay, I didn't see that article. You don't read the paper.
I wondered if the two were related in any way.
I don't know.
I wasn't around when you guys did the... Okay. Go on, ma'am.
Discuss this during the Road and Bridge on Monday, the 17th. And just kind of an FYI, we still have road petitions. Earlier in the year, you indicated we're going to be scheduling those in November to discuss all of them that are still pending. Mm-hmm. I still have this in my folder. So,
have you gotten in touch with Brandy to see if there's any others or if they have any scheduling of dollars? See, that'll be a main part of that discussion.
Right. I have not. I wasn't directed to talk to him about
so
it. So,
in November, he needs to do that. He needs to have a dollar amount for us.
Okay.
It's the way we did it last year, wasn't it?
I believe it was, sir.
Eight roads and took a dollar amount. All that was presented last year got approved.
I think so. I think you're exactly right.
Are we going to have... I received an email from Donna Neely, as we all did. No? Me and Jillian, looks like. So Sarah had contacted her, wants to know the process for getting a levy on the April ballot. Told her the commission would have to order the election and write the ballot language. I'm assuming you want the county attorney to write the ballot language. I've already informed the library board that they went into August or November, but the county would be paying for those elections and costs would be minimal. They're pushing for April. Blah, 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 blah. The end result of that is it would cost the county about $20,000.
We probably need to have that discussion because the last time something was asked to be put on the ballot, we kind of made up some pseudo because there was no provisions. You know, we didn't want to. I think it was the what was the thing we put on the ballot? The senior citizens, and we asked them for a petition. Remember that? That was an extra step because there was no provisions of requiring. You just want to know what the public sentiment was before we did it. Before the county spent the money. We asked for a ballot. We asked for a petition. Remember that, Danny? Of X amount of signatures so that we would then put it on the ballot.
And remind me when that went on the ballot?
That was last August? That was the August, wasn't it? Yep.
And the point being that the county is already on the hook for the elections expense for the August election. The county's not on the expense for the election expense for an April election.
Right.
So it would be split between all political subdivisions that have an election, so schools, cities, ambulance, health, whomever. So the difference, again, is going to be
$20,000
to the county. But so we want to have, do we want to put the... I'm expecting she'll call. They have a meeting today at 3 o'clock, it says.
Okay.
And when she approached me, I told her that she needed to formally request of us to have a meeting when they wanted to have it. And then we would make the decision as to whether or not to have them at that particular date based upon what we had on the agenda.
So you're expecting them after this meeting to come back with a formal request to meet with the commission to talk about putting a sales tax on the ballot?
It's not sales tax.
It would be a property tax.
Property tax, sorry.
I mean, we can schedule or not schedule, or we can just wait.
Let's just wait.
Wait for their request on it.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I agree with that. Do you have other things?
One more. Last week, I requested an interoffice meeting, and you said to present the request today for next week. And I know there was some talk whether we could have had to have it in open session, or could we just do it in closed session.
You're wanting specific. The ladies in the office would like direction from us.
Yes.
And if we're specifically going to be talking about the two of you, it's not going to be an open session.
Okay.
Not with my vote, anyway. Yes? What? No?
It doesn't need to be open session. No one else does it.
Right.
It's
and
personnel
I think that's
issues.
What we talked about last
The only
time.
Difference between us and the others, elected officers, is they don't have the public listen in on everything that's being said. We do.
Right.
And if it's going to affect you directly or someone else directly, it needs to be an executive session.
May I
we will discuss that,
that
today in exec session. Is that all right?
Sure.
You mean the post?
Discuss,
is that all right?
Discuss yeah. scheduling.
I'll start
it,
turning
or?
This way first.
Posting of the scheduling, is that what you're saying?
We're going to talk about
scheduling
meeting.
How we want to do it. Okay.
You had also asked that the commission look at approval of executive minutes prior to my arrival, and we have not done that, to the best of my knowledge.
There's several upstairs.
There are several sets of minutes.
Yes, dating back to 2009.
Gentlemen, I would suggest that, I mean, I won't be voting on those, obviously, because I wasn't there. I can't have any valid input to the process, but for anything this year, I can.
Well, Ron, let me clarify some of that. Most of those have been reviewed by Jim and
some
I and have our initials on them.
Let's approve them.
The
Maybe
others,
it just needs a motion.
Just needs a motion for those.
Those.
Right.
Most
bring
of
them down.
What I say, those are minutes that most of them have wrote right on executive session, no votes taken. Might have a discussion about the subject matter, but it usually has a topic head and no votes taken, and that's it.
Right.
I mean, that's just, and that's the numbers that makes the numbers run like they do, and back into 2009. So, you guys want to? We'll review all those.
I'll bring those down.
Just bring the ones if you can. I thought we had clipped them together, and we just never got around to voting before the election, but. There should be a group that was, well, it's been months now. If there's a group that's clipped together, look at those first.
There's lots of groups that are clipped
together. There may be some that have Dan and my initials on it. That way we can just get those voted on.
Okay.
Some of those clipped together will
big
have
one.
My initial on the front
real
page.
Real big one.
None are on the
okay.
back pages.
We'll run upstairs and get those.
One other thing. Will you guys be having or bringing forth any new names for appointments that need to be on the agenda? We still have a PNC board position and a BOA position. I think that's it.
I haven't got any response back from the
township
deal. Township deal.
I know the conversation. Ron, we started having about redoing townships, and we were going to find out who can do townships because we're having some difficulty getting some PNZ members from townships. So
we can do the townships.
We can do the townships?
Yes, sir. County Commission is responsible for township lines. And according to Missouri law, if I'm not mistaken, I provided
we can do it anytime
a
we want.
Copy of it. We can do it anytime we want.
I mean, this is part of the challenge we're having. We're having some areas that we're just having a hard time getting. Not the same people always. Yeah.
Thank you, Nikki.
You're welcome. I'll go get those minutes.
There's no need in bringing those down that I know of unless you're going to, guys, we don't have time to review them through this meeting.
Well, if she can find the ones that we both have initials, we can just vote on those. Do you want to review them again?
I would like to review what I initialed.
You want to double initial your initials?
I want to.
Sometime during the week, Danny can come in and review those and they can vote them on Thursday. Would that work?
That would work.
We'll have to vote on those in executive.
Danny wants to check, see if they're his initials. If it says BR, you're in trouble. Thank you, Nikki.
You're welcome.
What's left on the agenda before we go to?
Nothing.
Then may I?
Yes, I wish you would.
I would like to move that we go into executive session pursuant 610.021.1, 2, 3, and 12.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded that we go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021.1, 2, 3, and 12. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Danny aye.
Jim
aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.
And we'll be adjourning afterwards.
Are we going to have to separate you?